we hold enough lamed vov. You lamed vov and aleph on top. Smur says he boilu a question like this. Aid me p aid mahu li aidis bechor. When you want to have an aidis, somebody has to tell you again that the kohen has to have an aid that it was not the kohen that made the mum on his bechor, but it came by itself. So let's say this Reuven, this aid, does not know himself, but Reuven tells us that Shimon, his friend, told him. That's called Aid Me Piyed. Shimon told Reuven that he saw the way the mum came by itself on the Bechor. So is that kosher or not? For regular this we say Aid Me Piyed is always possible. Aid has to be he himself saw it or he himself knows it, not as somebody else told him. So the question is, this aid is by Bechor, it's only the Rabbonin, the Kalokh, only Chashash, the Rabbonin, what's the Lacha? What's the Machlokes? Ravasi, Ravasi says, no, it's also, you can't even use an Aid Me Piyed, it has to be the Aid Echa himself. Rav Ashi, sure, he holds no, it's mutter. So, Malay Rav Ashi, they said it was also said to Rav Ashi, I vatona debay Menashe. Debay Menashe learned like this, that ain aid me pa kosher, elu li edus isha. It's only kosher by an edus isha, means that Rashi says, shemez baylo, kandina sayom. If the wife finds out that her husband died overseas, so even though there's only an aid echo, an aid me pa, there the rabbonu will make her. So say, mishum iguna, mishum she's medayik, the special sfaros they will make all over there to believe in Eid Mipiyed, but mash but no place else. So mash, even by Yibachor, we should not believe in Eid Mipiyed. So my answer is, Tani learned like this, Elo li Eidus Shu'isha K'sharilo Bavad. When do we say Eid Mipiyed is kosher? Only by type of an Eidus, that even an Isha is also Nemon. And over here, by Eidus Bechor, an Isha is also Nemon, like Rashi says, because Paschal Hukasar, Krebi Shimin, V'yafil Abitoi, even his daughter was also Neman. So here by Bechor, since even a daughter, a lady, is Neman to say that the Mum came by itself, therefore Eid Mipiyed would also be kosher. So that's the Machlokes Rav Ashi and Rav Asi. Furthermore, it says, Rav Yemar Ach Shur Eid Mipiyed Bechor. Rav Yemar also paskin, like Rav Ashi, that it was Muta. So in this, Koryalei Mareimar, Mareimar called upon him, that Yema Shari Bukhur, it called him Lashon Genai, like you Yema, you be mata too much, you're saying the Bukhur is Mutter. So Yemashmi heard like Rav Asi that it was also. But then when it comes out, Yochus said the Maskonu is that Eid Mipi Eid is Kosher, the Eid is Bukhur. Yes, for this Eid is of the Bukhur, to tell us that you know the Mum came by itself, and the Kern did not put it there, even Eid Mipi Eid is Kosher. Omer Rabbi Loi, the voice of this, Loi Hoyu Mazokim by Shubukhur. What's going to be if we do not know that this animal is a Bechor? Now, a Bo Echot, let's say one person, which means the Kohen comes, to Yom and he tells us, Shu Bechor, and a Muma Imoi, he also tells us that this Mum took place by itself. So do we believe this Kohen or not? Usually we had before, we don't believe the Kohen to say the Mum came by itself. But here am I, here he said, Nemon, you should know we believe this Kohen. And what's the reason why? My Kamashman, what are you teaching me over here? That there's such a klalov, she'apesh she'osu hu'apesh shita. Like, we did not know this animal was a Bechor. Who was the whole one that told us it was a Bechor? Who was the one that made it an Isser here? The klal to tell us it's a Bechor is this Kain. Yeah, so he himself says it's mutter. That's called a pesh she'osu, pesh shita, it's a special migum. So you have to say, like, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he could have kept quiet. He didn't have to say it was a Bechor altogether. Now that he tells us it's a Bechor, Pshita will believe him that he says the Mum happened by itself. Samoa says, so what he asked Yechidish, Tanimim, we learned this already. We learned the Mishnah in Ksubis that says, Ha'isha Sh'omra, an Isha that comes and tells us, Eishas Ish Ha'yisish, no, I was once married, but right now a Grusha, right now I'm a Grusha. Halacha is Nemenis. We believe this Isha, and she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants to. Why? As far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married at all. She was the one that told us she was married. And she herself was also telling us that now she's a Gerusha. So we see this Svara, Peshota, this Miga, we believe her. So must have still the difference. Now the time I thought to say, Hosamhu, di boyle omram, over there by the Isha, she didn't have to say anything. Like, as far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married. So over there, she didn't have to say anything. Rashi says, Kleimar, Ehevi Chashidli Noser Bechai, if we were afraid that maybe she's lying, and she wants to get married when the first husband is still alive, without a get, she should have just kept quiet, and she never had a say she was an Eishes Ish, because we did not know she was. So, why is she telling her she's an Eishes Ish? So that's a story here to say for sure she's not lying.
Because if she wanted law, she just should have kept quiet. Avlocho via by this kayin to loy sagid lo yomra de kotshim bachutz lo yochel. That this kayin like, has to tell if there's a mum here. Because he knows he doesn't want to eat kotshim bachutz, it's the chiyuv koros. Such a big aver he doesn't want to do. He only wants to do is he wants to put the mum onto the bechor and midiraisa, that's muta, teed it. So he just wants to tell it that even though he did it, he wants to tell it to happen by himself. Same if so, emaloi ha peshosu. Maybe it's not called the peshosim, because see that the kohen has to tell us that it is a bechor, because he does not, he doesn't want to eat the kotshim machutz. So he wants us to know that it's a bechor and there's a mum. Like Adrav, he's coming to us that we should paskin that the mum is kosher. See, I would have thought to say maybe it's not called the peshosim. Kamash mula, no, it's still called the peshosim. Why? Because im mishum hochi hevi shadi be muma denikar. Like if we're choshe that really he put the mum there. Just he has to tell to us because he doesn't want to eat kotshim bachutz, that he should have made a clear mum, like cut off the whole ear, and then there wouldn't be a question to ask the chochem. Here at Tzimash, we only made a slit, and we have to ask the question, is that called a good mum or not? So that's still why it's called a peshos a peshita. If it was really a liar like, he would have already made a better mum. Yeah. So now that it's only a small mum, there's a peshos a peshit, he says, he, so he holds, we believe the kain. This thing more says, mask of lo mabaravashi, maishna, why is this different, this peshos, you believe this migu, why is this different? Mayahu garver, there's a case of Gemara Bamitziya, with a person, the oigel lecham lecharver, he lent out, or he borrowed out for money, his chamor, his donkey. He rented it. The omelet, he told the person like this, I don't want you to go through this street, this road. Don't go near that river like. On that road, there's always water there. There's a river going through there. And I'm afraid something may happen to the chamor. But rather, zil be orcha de norish. Go through this road, de norish. The lekemai, there's no water there. And then nothing will happen to my chamor. So what happened was this person that rented it, ozal be orcha de norish. The taka went the wrong road. He went down the road of norish. Omis, and the chamor died. Omis chamora. So now the yosta, when he came back, like the owner said, what do you do? I told you not to go there. The yomle said like this, listen, the yorcha did not park it ozli. It's like the true. Like I went through that road. But omi yomayel hevi, I'm telling you, there's no water there. So he has really peshos, like we did not know. The case is we did not know which street he went down. So if he wanted to lie, he could have said he went down the other street. But now he's telling the story, I went down the wrong street, but I'm telling you an information, there was no water there. And if it was really true that there was no water, he'd be potter. It wasn't his fault. So the Rocher is, the Yama Rav, whoever says, Malo Leshaker, he brought Yama, no, so Rav Ataka says that we believe him. That Malo Leshaker, why should this person want to lie? Because he brought Yama, but you have to know yourself, if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. If he wanted to lie, he should have said that he went through the other road altogether. The Yorcha de Norish. Why does he have to? He went down this road for an hot pocket. So therefore we believe him. But the Yom Rabbi, Abaye says no. That Malo Leshaka B'mokim Edim Le'yam Rinim. That even though he could have said he went down the other road, but now that he says he went down the road of an hot pocket, so it's a question, is there water there or not? So he's like telling us there was no water, that's like Kamat Kenigat Edim. Because as far as we know, normally there should be water there. To say there was no water must be like a nest. So that's called the Migu and Mokka made them. We don't believe you. So go here also. Why should we believe this Kayin? That he did not make the Mum. If it's normal that what Chay should count him to make Mumim, we should not believe them. So Moses says, no, Hochi Yashta was one after the other. Horsam Vadi Yikamaya. Over there, that road, no pocket always had water. It was like a Vadai. So if you're telling us now there was no water, that's something Chiddush, something new. We can't believe you on that, even with the Migu. It's like going against Adam. They're a Numdina. But also over here, Vadai Shadi Be Muma. That though we say the Kayin, he puts a Mum in his Bechor. Is that for sure? Do we say it? No. It's only Chashashu. It's only we're afraid maybe. Therefore we don't trust him like this. But if a Mokim Chashashu, I mean a Malo Shaka. But over here, we did not know Bechla that animal was a Bechor. It's only the Kayin that's telling us. So here there's a Svar to believe the Kayin when he says the Mum came by itself. Because if he wanted a lie, or else he wanted to do something wrong, if he wanted to make the mum there, he should have put a better mum, he should have made it a mum that's nicker, we could all tell it's a good mum. So therefore, we do believe with the Peshos, the Peshita. The other Gemara says, Yosef Ravina was sitting down, Okom Alay Shemite, he said over this halacha, B'loi Gavra. He said over his halacha without mentioning his name. B'loi Gavra, he didn't say it over, the Rebbe, he didn't say Rebbe Loi's name. So Omalei Rava, Rava said back, Omalei Rava, Zutu, Omalei Rava, Zutu Ravina. We learned over this halacha, this Peshos, the Peshitam, in the name of Rebbe Loi. I don't say it's Tam, you should have mentioned his name. The other Gemara says, Rebbe Tzaddik, Rebbe Tzaddik, Rebbe Tzaddik was a Kohen, Rebbe Tzaddik, Hevelei Bukhra. He had a Bechor. Yeah. Now, Romilei Sari, he put some barley, Besale Nasre, in a basket made out of reeds. Kali Ruvi Orva Klufa, made out of peeled reeds, that the basket has pieces sticking out. So what happened was, Bahadi de Kochla, when this Bechor put his mouth in their teeth, the Bali, Ivza Sasasa, his lip got split by the basket. So Mashmur of Tzad did not have this intentions to do it. He just wanted to feed his Bechor. And what happened was, the Bechor split its lip there. So the question was, is that called that he did it for us or not, or should we make a Gzeira? Samara says, also the Kaim of the Bishura, coming from the Bishura. Omulei Setin, Klum Chilaknu Bein Chovli Amoritz, like you make any alochis between a Chovr and an Amoritz. In other words, by an Amoritz, they understand why you say it's also. We have to be afraid maybe did it with intentions. But me, I'm a Chovr, you should know for sure I did not have intentions to make a Mum on the Bechor. So maybe my Bechor should be Mutter. So Omulei said, Dama Bishura, Hein, you're right, yes, that we should make a difference. So we only make this gezeira by a regular amoritz. But here that you're a chodur, we make this chalor and sehein chalaknu, chalor chashidis, we're not going to chashid you that you did a brotzen, you'd be allowed to eat from this bechor. So that's what the Bishu said back. I'm going to be sure, hey, you're right, yes, we make a difference. What happened was, also the kaimed of Gamliel, they brought this in front of Gamliel. Omalei, they said to Yisrael Gamliel, chilaknu ben chavli amoritz, is there any difference between Chovr and Amoritz? Rav Gamliel answered back and said, no, there's no difference. The real always is also, whether the Kohen's an Amoritz or Chovr doesn't make a difference. We always have this chashash that we do not trust the owner himself. Oh, Malay said back to him, the Rav Tzaddik, I, Rav Yeshua, told me, yes, there is a difference. So at that time, Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh, he was the head, he was the Rosh Nasi. So Rabbi Yeshua said different than him. So Amaloi, so Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, Himtim, let's wait. Achiyala Bali Tracin Lebesa Medrash. To all the Tamidim, everybody comes into the Yeshiva. Kivu Chenichtus Lebesa Medrash, when all the people came to the Besa Medrash, is Ahmad Hashel. So Rabbi Gamliel said, like, ask your question. So the Sher of Tzadik got up and asked this question for Shaul. Klum chilaknu ben chovel amoritz. Do you ever find a difference between a chover and an amoritz? Maybe when do we say if the owner is a kain? He can't eat from it, only an amoritz, but not a chover. Omele Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said back, lav, there's no difference. That's what Rabbi Yeshua himself now, in front of Rabbi Gamliel, like he was afraid to admit what he said. Not like Rabbi Gamliel, in front of the Rosh Hashiva, like Rabbi Yeshua was scared of Rabbi Gamliel. So if Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree to you, like lav, there's no difference. So on this, Omalei Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel said back, no. V'haloi mishmech omru, your name that told me over, that hein, that you make a difference. So as if to say, Rav Gamliel is still angry at Rav Yeshua. And he said, Yeshua, Omalei Raglecha, Yeshua, I want you to stand on your feet. Get up. V'yidubach, and I want you to say this clearly, what do you hold? So what happened was, Omalei Rav Yeshua, like he was come out embarrassing him. So Rav Yeshua had to stand up. Omer Rabbi Shula Ragli stood up on his feet. The Yomni said like this: Hey Chesa, what should I do? Ilmoli Anichai, if I would be alive, who mace, and you and Gamliel would be dead. Yochel Achal Achash Hashemes. Good, I could say different than what people said over the mace said, because the mace is not here. But Achshav now, Shani Chai, I'm alive. Vuchai, you're alive, and you know that I said before that there's a difference. Hey Chai, Yochel Achash Hashemes. How could I, the live person, go against what you're telling me? In other words, Rabbi Yeshua Taki admitted that he himself really held that there should be a difference, that a Kohen Chover should be Mutter. What happened was Rabbi Yeshua was still angry, and he made Stam Rabbi Gamliel stand there.
for Dorish. Rabbi Gamliel Taka kept on saying his drosha. For Rabbi Yeshua Emir al Raglev, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand on his feet. He didn't let him sit down. Everybody else was sitting, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand up. And the people, I says, the Olam didn't like that. Until everybody in the whole arm, like the whole nation there, all the people that angry like, the Yomim, they said, he was the Maturgim, the one that was interpreting the Shir of Gamliel. He told, they told him, Omad v'yamad, like, stand still and don't say the Shir anymore. As if to say, keep quiet. This year the more goes on, continues with more brochis. That's when they did not like the way Gamliel acted. And therefore, Taka, they took him off a position, and they made somebody else to be the Rosh Shiva. But I call upon him, here at the Machlokes, do we trust the Chavar Akayim? But the Maisa Rawach, I think we owe this also. The Maisa, we owe any time the Kayin has the Bechorim, he is not nemut to say the Mum happened by itself, like it's like Plug, even though he's a Chavar. But he always has to have an aid saying that the Mum took place by itself. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, we believe a Kayin that has his Bechor to tell us that Hirisi Bechor is there. I already showed this Bechor to a Chacham, and Obamumu, he passed it for me, it's Mutter. This much we believe a Kayin. And Rashi said about that we have to have Edus, that he did not make the Mum. The Mum came by itself. But after we have Edus, then we believe him that he already showed it to a Chacham, the Chacham said it's okay. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We believe a Kohen to tell us that a Yisroel gave this Bechor with its Mum. Rashi says, the Kohen to tell the Chochem, the Bechor is there, the Yisroel gave it to me, B'mum zeh, Shaboy, that's the way he gave it to me. And then the Chochem were tasking, and were not afraid, the Kohen did it himself. My time, what's the reason? That Komil said, Yavidu Ligluyei, Leima Shakri, Bo'inchi. Things that could come uncovered, everybody would find out about it, people are afraid to lie. See, the Kohen is telling us that a Yisroel gave it to him with its Mum. So we could check it out, we could find out, and yes, that Yisroel, is it really true that you gave it to the Kohen with the Mum? So therefore, we're not afraid the Kohen would lie. Omer Ravashi Vashi says, we also learn like this, that Neman HaKohen Lema, Kohen is believed to say, Hirisi Bechor Zeh, I showed my Bechor to a Chochon, Obamumu. And it's a Ba'amum. So Kain, now Mishnah, Kain is then what to say, he showed the Bechor to Ba'amum. He showed the Mum to a Mum Kare. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum the Rinagos, we're going to say that Komil said, the Avid Leglu, Yolei Meshakri Brinshi, that the Kain is not going to lie. Like he's telling us, he showed this Bechor, this Mum to the Chacham. So if we're going to catch him, we could just ask that Chacham, is it true? Did you see it or not? So the Kain's afraid to lie. So we see a small person's afraid to lie on things that will come uncovered. People find out about it. So Mar said, no, it could be a difference. True. Or in our Mishnah here, that it's kochim bachutz. So by kochim bachutz, we're not afraid the Kohen will eat it, therefore we believe him. Avul hocho, kivun dechashida chashida. But by yes, though, maybe we're afraid he's the one that put the Mum on it, so maybe we don't believe him. He's in our Mishnah, when we believe the Kohen that he says he showed it to a Chacham. And the Chacham Paskin really it's a Mum. Because otherwise the Kohen would have been afraid to eat it, because he doesn't want to eat Kachem Machut. If it's not about Mum, he can't eat it. But in our case here, is Yenemun to say that he did not make the Mum. The Yisrael gave it to him, maybe they were Choshed. Maybe they were afraid, no, that the Kohen himself made the Mum. Therefore, there's no Tushto, maybe we don't believe him. Yeah. Should be asked a question like this. It says, "Ha'imel lemi shenanemar la'maiser." If somebody tells to a person that that person is not believed in Hilchos Maiser, we don't trust him. It's Hilchos of Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheni. So Reuven tells Shimon that Shimon is a choshed, and he tells Shimon, "Kachlo, I want you to buy me wheat, mimi shenemar from a person that is nemon that for sure took off Trumas Maiser, or mimi shumaiser, or else from a person that for sure took off the Trumas Maiser." We do not leave the Shimon now. When he comes back and says, yes, I bought it for you, or for Chash of a Yid, we don't believe him. The question is, Amai, why? Namely, why do we say here also that things that will become uncovered, people find out about it, you don't lie. So also, people are going to find out about it, like you say, this person told you. You're telling us who you bought it from, so we could check it out. Someone says, no, Shani Yasmo, there is different. I'll tell you. The Is. Mishnah is different. The Yistla Lishtemutei, because there he can get away. Rashi says means he has an excuse on his hands, that even if you check him out later and you find out that the one that he bought it from is really not a Talmud Chacham, really not a Makbid Adilchus Maisis, but he could have an excuse and say, I thought he was. Like here, this guy has a right to say, I thought he was a Chacham. Therefore, he won't be afraid to say he really bought it off a Chacham and really did not. Mashenkin, but yes, he has no excuse. Here we say, Milsa that will be uncovered later, he's afraid to lie now. Smir says, but Seifa Kopar and the Seifa Veralocha, Vada Misayayele, for sure would be a proof. Why? It says like this. Let's say he tells you, Reuven tells Shimon, buy it Miish Pleni. I'm telling you exactly who to buy it from. Then Hareza Nemon, the Samarit is Nemon. Why? Hossam, so the reason is why? Because since you told who to buy it from, you know he could check it out. So therefore it's Avid and Legluye, we see it online. Smir says again, no, could be there's no proof from the Seifa. Hossam, there's the biggest Svara. Kivon the Yisle Teveya Mirsas, like since there Reuven told Shimon, buy me this wheat off this Chacham Yehuda. So like Shimon is afraid to buy it of somebody else because he knows Reuven is going to be Teveya. Like Reuven is going to ask him, you have to, I told you to buy it. Where is it? But since he knows he has to answer to Reuven, here it's much worse. But other places he doesn't have to answer so much. Therefore, we don't make him afraid to lie. Rashi says like Chosam Kivon Dika Teveya Mirsas Klema. May Hall let to say he can't bring a proof. He can't bring a proof. The Yosef Mirsach the Shlich is afraid. Kivon the Chazi the Kapit Meshach will ask a Shemish. Since he sees clearly, Reuven is telling him exactly what the name of the person to go to. So you know for sure Vadi Yitzvenu. Like Shimon's afraid now. Like he thinks for sure Reuven is going to go and ask that person. So here we believe him. He's afraid to lie. But other places could be no. Maybe he'll lie even though it's Avida Lagluye. So you have no proof from here. Omar Reb Yirmiya, Baraba, Minolei LeYehuda Ho. How does like Yehuda know to say like this? So here, Omar Reb Yirmiya, Baraba, Minolei LeYehuda Ho. How does Reb Yehuda like know to say this halacha that the Kohen is never to say that a Yisro gave me this bechor with a mum? So he told me, Shino, Ano the Gidul Kavosei. I myself taught this to Reb Gidul, and the Gidul Kavosei day. And Rav Gidl was the one who taught this over to Rav Yehuda. Rochi Yomalei. This is the way Taka was said over. It was said like this. That Neman Yisro Leima. A Jew is Neman to say. Bechor Zeh Nosati L'Kayim B'Mumai. It was the opposite way. That Yisro was Neman to say that this Bechor I gave to a Kayim with a Mum. So Morris says, Yisro El L'Chor Pshita. Why not? Yisro is not Choshev. We have no reason to say why he would put a Mum on it. He doesn't gain on the deal. So Yisro to say for sure is believed. So the Kiddush is like this, the Koton, the Higdol. In the case where the animal was very small, and then it grew up. Rashi says, the Koton, Shoye Koton HaKler, the animal was very small, when the Yisrael gave it, and then it grew up. So Madatayim, I would have thought to say, Lekimle, he doesn't realize that that's the same animal. Rashi says, the Mishum, the Higdol HaKler, Eino Makira, he doesn't really recognize it anymore. And really maybe Vishama Achim, maybe it's a different one. Vaikoin and this coin really put the mum there. So that's the Chiddush that no, we still believe the Yisrael. Come on, Shmolon. Do we still believe the Yisrael when he tells us, this is the mum b'chor that I gave to the coin, and I remember that a mum came with it when it was a Mayrishus yet. Even though at that time it was a small one and now it's an older one. The Surah Masna Kalishna Basa. Surah learned it that Lishna Basa Rashi says, Neman Yisrael, that Yisrael is Neman. The Pompadisa Kalishna Kama, Pompadisa Lan Kalishna Kama, that the Chiswa is Afilu Kayin Nemun. And the Mora says, Vihilchasa Afilu Kalishna Kama. Take a part of the first Lashon, that even a Kayin is Nemun. A Kayin is Nemun to tell us that he received this Bechor from the Yisrael with Emun. Now, Raphim, the Pompadisa, Raphim and Pompadisa, have a lay Bechor. He had a Bechor. The Yogalay and the Kayin Belay Mumma. And he gave it to a kohen, and when he gave it to him, there was no mum on it. So that happened was Ozal Shodabe Mumma. This kohen went and put a mum in the Bechor. Now Yom Echad, one day, Cholish Beinai. This Raphim, eyes were very weak, he couldn't see too well that day. So Aisil Kamei, this kohen that Raphim gave the Bechor to now figured, he'll catch Raphim, he can't see too well today, he won't recognize it's me,
and Mechlal, he can't tell Tugur about Bechoros or Paskin, it's Mutter. So the person of this kind took a chance, and he said like this, Omalei, Bechor is there, Nosin Li Yisro B'mumai. You should know this Bechor, a Jew gave it to me with its mum, and therefore like Bimatra to me to eat it. So what happened was, Efasin Li Einai, that Raphim tried very hard to open up his eyes, Rashi said, like he tried to see well. And Chazi saw the Shikri, saw the way this coin was lying. Because Raphim realized that it was him that gave him the Bechor, and at that time there was no mum. So you see this coin is lying. So Omalei, Raphim said to him, Lav anod yervzdeho, wasn't it me that gave it to you? So what do we see here? That there's a sword to say, if a Kohen tells us that he received this Bechor with the mum from Yisrael, it's a sword not to believe him. Because we see here this Kohen lied. So Mora says, no, even so, loichosh lo lemilsay. Like Raphim did not come and change the Pesach Halacha. But rather, normally we still believe the Kohen when he says he received this Bechor from Yisrael with the mum. Because Hayu the Chotzer, this guy was a big chutzpahnik, this guy. Like such a chutzpah, he went to show it to Raphim, the one that gave it to him, he should have been smart to go to somebody else. So this guy Bechor was a chutzpah, he can't learn from him. But Kuliyam Olechatzivi, other people, normal kind, are not such big chutzpahniks, so the Peshat is Tamaz, I would leave the Kohen. The Kohen would not lie to say, or Yisroel gave it to him with the mum, but rather we believe him to say that he got it with the mum. So otherwise, if he really did it, he should have made a bigger mum. Let's find a small mum. Here. Hahu, the Mar says, Sarua. Sarua means an animal that has a mum, that one eye is big and one eye is small. So the Yosta came with Ravashi, came from Ravashi. And the Kohen, like said, this is the mum, this is the Bechor. So Mar says, Amma, Lamaynech, what should we be afraid about over here? Like, E Kohen, if the Kohen is coming to Yosta Shiloh, E Yisraelu, what's the difference? The Maaseh, there's no way to say they caused this mum. Like a mum that one eye is bigger than the other, treated that's the way he was born. So there's no question of either should be mutter. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, this is about Ravashi, no. The Duma may be Yisrael, really it's Yisrael. And the Yom Rav Yudah ain't Royin Bechor Yisrael. Maybe this person that came and asked the Shiloh was a Yisrael. And then we can't pass him that it's mutter. Because Yom Rav Yudah and Royin Bechor Yisrael, we're not allowed to paskin or Bechor that has a mum by Yisrael. Elim came Kain Imoy, only if a Kain is there. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe the Yisrael is going to keep it for himself and he's going to eat it. So it should be enough Kamina. If the person is Yisrael, we can't paskin for him. Omlai said back to him like this, Hoch Yast, what's going to do with the other? Hosam need the Kachim Machutz Leoch, we won't need Kachim Machutz, but Amume the Kain Choshed. That you won't eat kachim machutz, but the pshat is though when the bechor gets a bal mum, lemais even the Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's only a question of matnas kuna a mamas tika shayla. So the attacker of choshed maybe he won't give it to the kohen to lead it himself. But hoch over here michti, let's see. Yoda the high mum muvakul. Everybody knows that this mum is a good mum. Everybody knows if one eye is big and one eye is small, that's called a good mum. Is so my taimas yul kamei rabbonim. How come he can't ask us a shayla? Like everybody knows halacha that it's a bamum. So it must be mishum kvodi the chacham, that this person cares about giving chach or kovid to a chacham. If so, that's the way this person is. Al kvodi the chacham lay over, like he's makbid not to be over. Doesn't do an aver about he's laying or kovid to a chacham. If he's through ovid, like such a person for sure, we're not afraid to do the issa. So if such a person takam, we trust him. Even if it's Yisrael, we would also pass him to tell him he should know the mum is mutter. Because really he also knows the mum is mutter. It's just that he himself, he wants to be called Nei Kabu de Chacham. So for sure he would not do what he said. Now the Mishnah says, HaKel Nemonim Amumei Meiser. It's a question if you have a Meiser Behema, and it's a Shalah, the mum. If there's a mum there, then the Yisrael, the owner could keep it. So anybody's never to say the mum happened by itself, we're not afraid that the owner made a mum there. The question is why? My timer, the boy shot the mum in Mikola, because if the owner wanted to do it, he could have made a mum there before he took off Maisa. So Moses says, first of all, Miyoda Hainofik. What do you mean he could have done it before? He doesn't know which ones that go through the door to be the tenth one. The Chitav, maybe you tell me, Mafik Le Bresha Sora. Yes, he'll do it like the animal. Like he brings out one, the tenth one, and he makes a mum on it. So the question is, that the Vosik says for tomorrow, or the Chita may be Mapit Le Bresha Sora. Like he'll take out the tenth one before he takes it out, he'll put a mum on it. So Moshe says, you're not allowed to do that. The Pasuk said, Le Yivakev and Tov Le Ra. You're not allowed to check between the Tov Le Ra. Poshita means here that if you have the Bechor, the tenth one, you're not allowed to go choose to take a mum for the tenth one. Or Befati, you can't make a mum in the tenth one. So that wouldn't be an eight, so you can't tell me it's needs to do it better to make a mum in the tenth one before he takes it out. So the more answer is, Ella, rather, it's like this. The boy shoda beimuma bekuli yedrei. If he wanted to, before he started to take off maisa, he could have first went ahead and made a mum in the whole corral and all the animals, and then whichever one comes out tenth is an automatic mum. So the kid said he wanted to, he had an ace to do it better. So therefore, now that he did not do it that way, but rather he tells us a mum happened by itself, we trust him. Now the Mishnah said, what's going to be bechor shenismis einoi? Let's see, have a bechor that one eye became blind. Or else, v'shenikto yodoi, one hand came off. V'shenistabu ragloi, its foot broke. His hareza yishkot apigimul b'nei knesses. Still, you have to have like a psak to say it's a good mum. But the chiddush is, you don't need a mumcha. Any three people is good. Any three had yait this even, you can go in front of them, or they could paskin for you that that's called a good mum. That's the chiddush here. But still, you need a psak. You need it in front of three people, though. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.